You're listening to SBS News.
After 15 years in the business, the shelves in Sunny Iravani's gift shop are now empty and the packing boxes full. A catastrophic collapse in tourism has shuttered his business in Sydney's Rocks District for good.
I still remember being told to use sanitizer and I laughed at it, so I didn't think it would ever come to anything like this.
Mr. Iravani sold all the classic items tourists might like to purchase in Australia. Indigenous art, boomerangs, Ugg boots and stuffed koalas. 90% of sales came from foreign visitors. But COVID lockdowns and closed state and international borders meant thousands of cancelled holidays. He says his Christmas break revenue shrunk to just a few thousand dollars from previous highs in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, amid talk of a broader economic recovery for Australia, for many, like Mr. Iravani in the tourism sector, it's still a matter of survival.
You can see it for yourself. One more business closing. We've got two more, but that's we're holding on with the tip of our fingers on those ones until we see some help from the government. Direct help is from what we see, bigger groups like national parks and, you know, companies like that, not small businesses. And small businesses are the ones that are struggling.
And the fall isn't confined to a handful of tourism hotspots like the Rocks. New research from the Tourism and Transport Forum says one third of the country has experienced at least a 40% drop in visitors. The challenge now for the tourism industry is navigating the end to the government's JobKeeper subsidy on March 28th, which has provided some relief to businesses like Mr. Iravani's. The forum's Margie Osmond says without targeted support to replace JobKeeper, thousands more businesses may not survive.
We need a form of wage subsidy program to support the tourism industry at least for the next 6 to 12 months. And we know that's the right way to go and what will make the biggest difference and support particularly those businesses that are hugely exposed to the international borders being closed.
Ms. Osmond is confident the industry's concerns are being heard by the federal government. The federal treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says $251 billion has already been committed in support for business and industry, but he was light on detail when asked about a proposed support package for tourism and aviation beyond JobKeeper.
We'll obviously talk about the details in coming days. The aviation sector is really important. Because obviously that has been hit hard and it impacts regions such as Cairns. And if we can get more flights coming into Cairns, then that will be, and across Australia, then that will be welcome.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers is calling for certainty now, as hundreds of thousands of workers face losing JobKeeper at month's end.
We call on Josh Frydenberg to responsibly extend JobKeeper to the businesses who are still struggling. Nobody is saying that JobKeeper needs to go on forever. What we are saying is that the JobKeeper program needs to be tailored to what's actually going on the ground.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Darren Mara, SBS News.